the fifth IPCC report on climate change. The IPCC is destined, apparently, to become as familiar as the UN in this, its fifth report commissioned by 195 countries from the world's top climate scientists. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, for the first time, has called for a global limit on carbon. The IPCC increased its certainty that climate change is human-based. Extremely likely, the report says, that humans have been the dominant cause of warming since the middle of the 20th century. Joining us now, Coral Davenport, energy and environmental correspondent for the National Journal, and Raymond Schmidt, a senior scientist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. Raymond, Coral, welcome.
Hello. Hi. Good to be here.
So how closer does this get us to certainty? Where does this take us in this fifth report that's different from the other four? Raymond?
Well, I participated in report number three, which was back in the late 90s, I think. And what's happened is we just gained more and more confidence in the trends that we're seeing in the climate system. And as an oceanographer, I like to say that the ocean is really the alpha dog of the climate system. And what we're seeing in the ocean is that it's warming up at an alarming rate. And in fact, 90% of the heat of global warming has gone into the ocean. So we've come to the recognition that the ocean plays a very important role in the climate system, and also for the water cycle, which is one of the really sensitive factors for humanity. We depend on rainfall to sustain civilization, and most of that rainfall comes from the ocean. What we're seeing in the ocean is that places that are salty are getting saltier, and places that are fresh are getting fresher. And that indicates an intensification of the water cycle. And the rate of intensification is a lot higher than any of the models predicted. So on the oceanographic side, we feel that, if anything, this report is probably too conservative.
So science there from Raymond Schmidt at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. Coral Davenport, what do you make of this report's political implications and how it's likely to be received by political institutions around the world and on Capitol Hill?
The last report like this that came out 6 years ago said that scientists had 90% certainty that human activities contribute to global warming. And this report, that went up to 95% certainty that human activities, carbon emissions, are contributing to global warming. That level of certainty, and Raymond can jump in, but that's about the level of certainty that scientists have that smoking is linked to cancer. So one of the key takeaways here is just the rock solid. The scientists this morning used the word unequivocal certainty that carbon emissions are contributing to climate change. Does it end the debate on Capitol Hill? You know, it's hard to say.
But here's what lawmakers have done. I mean, the Republicans have laid out demands over the debt ceiling debate that includes construction of the Keystone XL oil pipeline, there's more carbon, offshore oil and gas production, there's more carbon, and the permitting of energy exploration on federal lands, there's more carbon. Somebody's not reading this report.
Could I chime in here?
Go ahead, Raymond.
Sure.
A couple of years ago, U.S. scientists did their own version of an IPCC report, and it was released, unfortunately. It was called America's Climate Choices, and it was about 100 scientists produce five large volumes. And it was released in the middle of the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. So it was largely ignored by all the environmental reporters. And it's very frustrating on the scientific side to see all this work be ignored by the policymakers.
All right, that's a very personal reaction to what may happen on Capitol Hill. Some final thoughts, Coral?
I don't expect to see anything happen on Capitol Hill anytime in the next couple of years. To be honest, on climate change or much else substantial, we see Capitol Hill locked in deadlock over basic things like raising the debt ceiling. We will see, though, this administration is absolutely convinced of the science and is moving ahead aggressively using executive authority to rein in carbon pollution wherever it can. You know, we hear the allegation that the Obama administration is waging a war on coal. That's not entirely incorrect. There are these new EPA regulations that the Obama administration is moving forward without Congress that will regulate emissions from coal-fired power plants. Those will be legally challenged. But again, those are an example of how the president is just moving forward, taking this science seriously, going to face a lot of legal and political pushback, evidently willing to do that since he doesn't have to run for re-election again. This is something that he sees as a legacy issue.
Anybody want to venture a severe weather forecast over the next 18 months or so? Coral, then Raymond?
It's always dangerous to try to predict the weather, but certainly one thing this report tells us is that more extreme weather is on the way no matter what.
Your ocean getting angry there, Raymond?
Well, what happens is we've put more water vapor into the atmosphere because of the warming. You warm up the ocean, that puts more water vapor in the atmosphere, and that's like fuel for atmospheric disturbances. So you get stronger hurricanes, you get stronger tornadoes, stronger storms. And the other thing that's happening is we think the jet stream is slowing down, and that's causing what we call blocking highs in the atmosphere.
Storms stay put.
Yes, right. And so it rains and rains and rains for days on end, like recently happened in Colorado or in other places. You just get baked by the sun and dry out, and you have a long-term drought. So that's the kind of extreme weather that we're seeing that we predict will continue to increase.
Reacting to the IPCC report on climate change, Raymond Schmidt, senior scientist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, and Coral Davenport, energy and environment correspondent for the National Journal. Thanks to you both.
Thank you, John.
Good to be here.